Here at Fringe venue number one, David Sewell.
Hello, Paul. How are you? We're really looking forward, as always, to the Fringe.
But Fringe venue number one, how did that come about? There are hundreds of venues. How did this turn into number one, Pavilion Gardens Cafe?
I don't know. I think it was probably more luck than judgment, or someone up above was thinking kindly on us. I'm not too sure. But we'll take Fringe venue number one. We won't complain at that.
It's certainly probably one of the oldest venues in the Fringe, isn't it?
Well, probably we are. You know, we're in a 75th anniversary here in the gardens this year, so maybe Fringe Venue 1 is what we deserve, maybe.
And so venue, we're sitting here outdoors, I'm having a nice pot of tea, but performance happens here, doesn't it?
Yes, at the moment we've got Chailey Heritage, the Red Lamp's going to perform at 11:30, so if you're around, please come along. They come annually now for their music concert in the Fringe, which is one of their highlights.
What do you think is possible to do outdoors that, you know, is better than indoors?
Well, I think when you're out with nature and the sun's shining and the sun's on your back and you're listening or watching a performance, it's just fantastic.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of music in the gardens outside the Fringe too.
Well, obviously we get the buskers coming and going. We get some of them are really, really good quality. Others maybe not. So occasionally my customers have their hands over their ears, not wanting to listen to who's performing. Or other times they're really saying, could we move that busker up and perform outside the cafe? He's really good.
Now each year, in recent years, we've had people like the Brit School here. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, that was just... It happened a few years ago. I got a call, and I was actually, I think it was in February, I got a call in Harrods. I was shopping with my wife from one of the music directors at Brit School. He phoned up and said, what do you think about us coming down and performing? And I thought, what a fantastic idea. And obviously the rest is history, and they're becoming this Wednesday, Thursday and Friday for three different performances of Shakespeare at 1 o'clock.
So you can sit and watch it, or you can sit and have it in the background, and you can watch it and eat, can't you?
Well, it's a cafe venue with a difference. So as with all the performances at the cafe, you can either get up close and listen if you're really interested. You could sit at the back of the cafe and read a book and put it into the background. You know, it's up to you.
And for people that don't know, but this is Fringe Venue number one, what's the connection between Pavilion Gardens Cafe and a very well-known performer, Max Miller?
Well, we've always supported the Max Miller organisation, and I've got to know all the people at the top of that society. They're all such nice people. We've supported them when they've had new statues being moved and the inaugural one going in quite a few years ago now. And every year in August we have an annual charity Max Miller garden party.
And who was he?
Oh, what a comedian. I mean, my dad told me more about him, and we listened to the old LPs of his recordings, and he was just a funny man, all good sense, and not too much blue humour, I don't think.
And Fringe is all about theatre and entertainment. Just name drop a few of the famous people that have sat and had a pot of tea at your cafe.
Well, we've had the Roy Hudd, we've had Ken Dodd, we've had and I mentioned this to my wife last night, one of the funniest stories ever was Victoria Wood was here probably 15 years ago, and she was possibly or probably the most important famous customer I've ever had to leave the cafe, because it got to about 5:45, all my staff had gone, and she was obviously performing in the Dome that evening with her agent, and she was kind, and she went to sit on the lawn in the end.
So you've thrown Victoria Wood out?
Yeah, it was probably my biggest mistake ever. I should have got her to sign my visitor's book and let her stay all night, but there we are.
And the cafe becomes a bit of a hub for Brighton Festival and Brighton Fringe goers during May, doesn't it?
Well, I think we are right in the cultural quarter, if you like to say that, and it is an oasis in the centre of the city, so we're right next to Fringe City in New Road. All the performers come through the gardens, maybe some of them do a free set for the customers in between performing actually in the Fringe, so it's just a great location.
You and I were discussing a show that has been touring all around. It was called Confessions of a Red-Headed Coffee Shop Girl, and you enjoyed it, and you were saying, you know, how can these performers do this day after day? But in a way, you have to do that when you open your cafe. How do you keep the enthusiasm and the freshness of it?
Well, really, it's when we have things like the annual Max Miller garden party, when we've got Red Lamps performing today, Brit School later on this week. we're arranging a charity day in July the 23rd. Those events are really what excite me and get the blood boiling. The actual cafe, it is, as Paul says, a little bit on the same each day, but the weather changes all the time, so we do get the variation.
Yeah, and no 2 days are alike, are they?
No. But the best thing about the cafe is all their fabulous customers. It's so nice to be able to speak to them on a daily basis, such as Paul and Peter Williams, who's sitting on the same table. We have such lovely customers.
If I put you in a chair and tied you up and tried to torture you, you still wouldn't tell us the rock cake recipe, would you?
I don't know, Paul. You'd have to try that on and we'll see.
Final question then. So as we go into May, what do you do in terms of Brighton Festival and the Fringe? Do you go and see a few shows?
Yes, my daughter's a budding young actress, so we try and support her and go to some of the shows she wants to see. We're looking for Paul here to tell us a few more recommendations.
So thanks, David Sewell. I'm from Fringe Venue Number 1 with the sun shining here in May. Thanks very much.